This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, author and historian Trevor Marshall has died. Government lays estimates before the House of Assembly. Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration challenges the latest central bank report. And businesses with toy guns on sale being inspected by customs. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Well-known Barbadian historian Trevor Marshall has died. The former head of history at the Barbados Community College passed away last evening at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Mr. Marshall was highly respected as an author and history teacher and for his significant contributions to the study and preservation of Caribbean history and culture. Family member Carl Alf Padmore spoke to Starcom Network News from the residence, surrounded by Marshall's wife, Margaret, and their four children.
Trevor George Marshall, age 77, not only my lecturer and friend, but family member, I'm here with the family, and he would have made an outstanding contribution to Barbados. He would have simplified Barbadian and Caribbean history in a way that we all could understand and enjoy. Not only that, there are a number of Barbadians who would have risen to the top of their class that would have come through his hands. One such fight would have been the one where he fought for the removal of the statue of Nelson from Bridgetown, and I'm sure he's still smiling at that. Our relative has served this country well with distinction, and we are proud of his legacy. This is one where persons who did not like history fell in love with everything historic.
Family member Carl Alf Padmore. Also paying tribute last evening was Professor Henry Fraser, a former schoolmate and colleague of Trevor Marshall.
He was, of course, an alumnus of the institution which I like to call the University of St. John, the Lodge School. Trevor was a little younger than me, and I have to confess that he could be a little bit troublesome in the cadet corps because he was a couple of years younger, and he was one of those slightly provocative members of the cadet corps when we were marching around and trying to drill and pretend to be soldiers, you know. But we had a lot of fun together. Trevor was a dedicated historian. He taught at the Barbados Community College. He was interested in music, in history, and in everything Barbadian. He worked very hard. He was a good mentor. He was a good tutor, and his students were always very pleased to be interacting with him and were proud of what they did with him because he was a good mentor and teacher.
Professor Henry Fraser. Government has laid its estimates of review and expenditure for 2025 to 2026 financial year before the House of Assembly. The estimates approved by Cabinet on February 11th project total revenue of $3.98 billion, while total expenditure is expected to reach $5.1 billion. This results in a fiscal shortfall of approximately $1.15 billion. Among the allocations, the Office of the President has been earmarked $1.69 million for non-statutory expenditure, while the Prime Minister's Office is set to receive $222,858,504. The Attorney General's Office has been allocated $158.34 million. The estimates will now be debated in Parliament, where government and opposition will scrutinize spending plans for the upcoming financial year. General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration, David Denny, is not in agreement with the recent central bank report as far as growth is concerned. Speaking to Starcom Network News after the launch of the group's Black History Month celebrations, Denny said the current International Monetary Fund policies were creating hardships for the public, with growth only a reality for a small set of the population. The recent central bank report highlighted growth of 3%, low inflation, and a reduction in the debt to GDP ratio.
It's nonsense. Who in Barbados ended with any form of growth? Only the capitalist forces and foreign investors. Poor people that live in poor working class community in Barbados didn't experience any form of growth in Barbados. In fact, their situation has ended up even worse. People in Barbados are suffering because of the IMF program, and we must look for an alternative to the IMF program. The IMF program is creating all the problems that we have at the QEH in terms of our social programs. The IMF is dictating to us, and therefore we must find an alternative to this program if we want to save the lives of our young people in Barbados and give them some kind of hope.
Denny also said the group was in the process of mounting additional protests to the estate of Richard Drax in an effort to have reparations paid.
We are going to renew our call and organize more protest action to demand reparation from Richard Drax, who is the owner of the Drax Hall plantation, because we feel very strong about the situation, because the Drax family continue to benefit from the Drax Hall plantation, a plantation that was developed during the period of slavery and have strengthened the family of Drax in a very strong economic way. And we want to, you know, create the conditions for us to force Richard Drax pay reparation.
David Denny, General Secretary of the Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration. The Customs Department is stepping up inspection of businesses to ensure illegal toy guns are not being sold following a crackdown on prohibited toy weapons. This week, customs officers ordered the removal of replica Glocks and AK-47 toy guns from the shelves of a store at Wildey in St. Michael. Controller of Customs Owen Holder made it clear that toy guns that contravene the regulations will be seized.
Let me be clear here about toy guns. Toy guns that makes a noise and eject a projectile are prohibited. And any toy gun at all that falls under that description is subject to seizure or confiscation. So recently we had an issue and we did our investigations and we found that those guns were against the importation requirements, and we subsequently seized them and took them off the shelf.
Mr. Holder notes that not all toy guns are illegal, but stresses that any unauthorized models found will be confiscated.
I've also had discussion for my unit to do a walkthrough of businesses to see if there are any such guns in the area, and they will be dealt with according to the law. But let's be clear that the law permits that some toy guns be imported.
Controller of Customs, Owen Holder. The Ministry of Health will be taking its fight against obesity among the youth to another level come February 17th. Feeding Healthy Futures is a social media campaign that will see strong messages sent to students, parents, and teachers across both primary and secondary schools. Education officer with responsibility for healthy initiatives, Hedda Phillips Boyce, said schools that participate in the program effectively will be rewarded in collaboration with the Pan American Health Organization.
With support from the Pan American Health Organization and the Ministry of Health and Wellness, a key pillar of the policy, the recognition pillar, will be rolled out this school year. Schools and various stakeholders will be rewarded for initiatives towards healthier school environments. We are currently awaiting submission from schools, and 4 schools will be rewarded with vouchers for supplies and supporting equipment worth $4,000.
Education officer with responsibility for healthy initiatives, Hedda Phillips Boyce. And finally, Antigua and Barbuda's ambassador to the United States, Sir Ronald Saunders, has formally written to the president of Harvard University, Dr. Alan Garber, calling on the institution to honor its commitments to addressing its historical benefits from slavery in the Caribbean nation. The letter, sent on the instructions of Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown, expresses deep concern over Harvard's abrupt termination of its Harvard Slavery Remembrance Program research team and the unexplained transfer of its responsibilities to an external genealogical nonprofit organization without any notification to Antigua and Barbuda. In the letter, the Antigua and Barbuda diplomat recalls that Harvard publicly committed to identifying and addressing the legacies of slavery tied to its wealth, particularly the contributions made from the sale of enslaved individuals in Antigua and Barbuda, whose forced labor helped finance Harvard Law School through the royal family's plantation. Recapping the headlines. Author and historian Trevor Marshall has died. Government lays estimates before the House of Assembly. The Caribbean Movement for Peace and Integration challenges the latest central bank report. And businesses with toy guns on sale being inspected by customs. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.